Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. That's a bit from the recent New York City Opera production of Anna Nicole at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. It raised a few eyebrows last month, as any opera about the late supermodel Anna Nicole Smith should. But as fate would have it, Anna Nicole could be the swan song of New York City Opera. The 70-year-old company announced this week that it will dissolve and declare Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The closing of the so-called People's Opera is the latest and perhaps final chapter in one of the city's most storied cultural institutions. Joining me to talk about New York City Opera is Fred Plotkin, writer and blogger for our classical sister station, WQXR. Fred, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here, even under sad circumstances.
Well, now, you wrote a very nice blog post for WQXR's OperaVore blog about the demise of city opera here in New York. For people who are not OperaVores, who are not, you know, omnivorous opera fans, why does the death of city opera matter?
Because city opera, which was founded during World War II, in part by Mayor LaGuardia, was about an expression of a part of New York City that I, as a native New Yorker, hold dear, namely that art should be available for everyone. The problem is that for a long time it was taken for granted as being there. Mm-hmm. And this is the company more than any other that has sponsored, produced, and encouraged American opera. They developed many of the greatest American opera stars.
Like Beverly Sills.
Like Beverly Sills, but also many more. Mm-hmm. Samuel Raimi, Catherine Malfitano, Carol Vanesse, Frederica von Stade, Renee Fleming, Norman Traegel. I could go on and on.
I see that.
But therefore, anything where there is artistic expression that has meaning and resonance means a lot more than buying a ticket and going out for the evening.
Yeah. We're speaking with Fred Plotkin, who wrote this this article for WQXR's OperaVore blog, WQXR, our sister station here in New York. Fred, I spent one of the best nights at the opera I've ever had with City Opera, and it wasn't like one of those, oh, back in the good old days. It was very recent. It was the Christopher Alden production of Mozart's Don Giovanni. It was funny. It was genuinely sexy. It was really dark around the edges. I mean, it was a really, as I said, it was just a wonderful night of entertainment and of music, and it just makes me think, how could this have happened? I mean, the problems that have uprooted and eventually, you know, apparently killed New York City Opera were not recent, were they? I mean, they developed over a course of time.
Yes. This is a company that has produced the second most number of performances per year for decades after the Met in the United States, not just in New York City. But its budget was always fifth or sixth in size among U.S. companies. They always had to be resourceful, and they almost always were. However, a combination of having heads of boards, and not just the recent one, but going well back, who really were not suited to heading a board. One thing that a lot of people have raised to me, and I think they're right, is that City Opera this year tried to get $20 million more dollars to present its current season. Mm-hmm. And it felt like a Hail Mary, like a stopgap. But people who would give money, and there are many, started to feel that all we're doing is plugging another hole, but we don't see planfulness. We don't see the ability to envision a future.
Right.
And this is due in part to the fact that boards in the recent past were not planful, and frankly, in my view, they hired a series of chief executives, And they didn't hire the right people. They hired people with resumes, but not with qualifications.
Well, the Gerard Mortier hiring a couple of years back, in retrospect, Fred, looks to me like an absolute unmitigated disaster for all concerned.
Financially. I think that I want to underline that he's a very interesting and provocative person,
mm-hmm.
not the easiest, but you have to be edgy in art. And I remember thinking that when he was hired, soon after Peter Gelb was hired at the Met, and that Peter Gelb was trying to push the Met in new, more creative directions, whether he did or not is another program. But Mortier would make things even edgier in New York, and I thought that was a good thing. However, any arts executive has to have a realistic budget, one that can be raised,
mm-hmm.
and one that can be lived with. And the problem, not only for City Opera, but other institutions too, is that they are either spending more than they have or not realistically anticipating how much money they will take in ticket sales.
So when they didn't come up with the budget that he said he needed, he backed out before he ever actually took on the job. But before doing that, he did get them to agree to cancel an entire season while the New York State Theater, now the Koch Theater, was being rebuilt. And that, you know, that turned out to be a real loss of momentum for this organization.
It was. Then, in the year of being dark, in other words, of not performing at all, they took out more than $24 million from the endowment just to pay for costs. When you are not performing, it means you don't have ticket sales. Out of sight is out of mind. And basically, audiences lost their habit of going to City Opera. So that after Mr. Steele came in and he presented his first season at the New York State Theater, then the Koch Theater, City Opera only took in 40% in ticket sales.
Right. Now, that's George Steele that you're talking
about. George Steele, yes.
We're speaking with Fred Plotkin, who has written about the demise of New York City Opera on our sister station WQXR's OperaVore blog, and he's with us on Soundcheck today. Fred, we've seen Minnesota Orchestra going through all kinds of, you know, labor disputes. Their very well-respected, highly regarded Finnish conductor Osmo Venska has resigned because of it. City Opera now... you know, apparently gone for good here in New York. Is there something about these older institutions running their course? Is this a matter of kind of musical Darwinism? Will we see something else in their place?
I don't think so, because look at the wonderful New York Philharmonic. They were founded in 1842. They are very vibrant artistically. I think under Alan Gilbert, they're mm-hmm. having a golden era. They have a board that, for the most part, is focused on doing the right thing for the company. They commission new works. They are edgy, but they also keep their older audience. They understand that they have many constituencies. No, I don't think it's a matter of running their course.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a matter of bad management, to which I would add, a lot of people point fingers at labor. And they say that it's greedy unions, that it's labor that demands this and that. Frankly, the unions of the New York City Opera, namely the orchestra and the chorus, were not greedy. They were victims.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean the employees. So it's easy to point fingers. But in this case, it really was not labor at all.
Is this the end of City Opera?
I'd like to think not. Really and truly, I think that we need something of a groundswell. So many people have been so enriched in this city, especially in the past 12 years, even as many people struggle. And frankly, it falls to those people who have benefited to make sure that there is something that we could call popular opera arts available to other people. Because when children, I'm an example of this, I know you are too, grow up in New York City, we get education through the public schools, but also through our arts institutions. It makes us better, more giving citizens. And, John, I've been on your show a lot, and mm-hmm. sometimes I always come up with something humorous to say. I don't have it this time. I think it's a very serious issue.
Fred Plotkin with us on Soundcheck. His article on WQXR's OperaVore blog is definitely worth checking out. You'll find a link to it on our website, soundcheck.org. Soundcheck listeners, what do you think? The People's Opera, New York City Opera, folding up its tent and entering Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the end of an era. What do you think about it? Leave a comment at soundcheck.org. Fred, always great to speak with you, and thanks very much.
I'll see you at the opera, John.